the evening of March 20th, 2003, US and British troops swept into Iraq. Operation Iraqi Freedom had begun. For months, they had been poised for action, while the politicians argued whether invading Iraq would be a just war or not.
Iraq is now in further.
What terrorists or terrorist states could do with chemical
are working and other means should not be
constitute an axis of evil.
It's a danger to the American people, and we got to deal with him.
The invasion was supposedly launched to rid the world of the threat from Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, to fight terrorism, and as an added bonus, to topple a brutal dictator. But as television images of the rapidly escalating conflict were flashed around the world, increasing numbers of people began to question the motives behind the conflict and ask, had war been declared under a cloak of conspiracy to satisfy the US's insatiable craving for oil and protect its mighty dollar?
Bush said in 99, he said, I'm going to be a war president. And because when you go to war, and he said, I'm going to go to war with Saddam, you can't be questioned.
They told me, they said, there's some strange things going on here that you need to be aware of, because some of this stuff is not going to look maybe as normal as you expect.
We could look upon the invasion of Iraq as a good thing. On the other hand, we could look at the beginning of World War III.
A load of conspiracies have been put forward to explain the Iraq war. Some are serious, some are not so serious. Was the US just lying about weapons of mass destruction so it could take control of Iraq's oil? Or was it, as some have suggested, one of the most sinister conspiracies in modern history? If it was this conspiracy and it had failed, it could have brought the world's mightiest nation to its knees. Just 18 days after the invasion, US troops were in Saddam Hussein's capital, Baghdad. It had been a swift and vicious war, and one where President Bush was quick to claim victory. In May 2003, from the safety of his nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, he delivered a mission-accomplished speech to his troops.
In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
That speech turned out to be a touch over-optimistic. The war was far from over, and the fighting as fierce as ever. This was not the end of the war on terrorism, as had been promised, nor was it the end of hostilities in the Middle East. Back in America, as the US body count rose, some commentators were beginning to get angry. Were the people being told the truth? Behind all those confident, upbeat statements from Bush and his colleagues in the White House, was there a hidden, darker agenda to the whole campaign?
A significant percentage of Americans to this day still think that America found weapons of mass destruction.
A lot of Americans can't find Iraq on a map. They don't know anything about the world, nothing. But they got an opinion. And that bin Laden Saddam guy, he's going down.
When you're driven by, you know, conversations with God, you start doing stupid things.
To try and make sense of some of these theories, I went to the US to find out why Americans think they went to war. Do they believe their government? Do they think the war was a conspiracy? Or are they as confused as the rest of the world? Will I find the truth of what lay behind the invasion of Iraq? I started my search by visiting one man who thinks he has some of the answers.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio.
This is Austin, the capital of Texas. It's home to radio chat show DJ Alex Jones. Alex's phone-in is broadcast across the whole of the US and is a good pointer to what a lot of Americans think about their country's actions.